USA News. I'm Lance Pryor. Argentina is on top of the World Cup again, champions for the first time since 1986, defeating defending champs France 4-2 in penalty kicks after the team played to a 3-3 tie over the weekend. I knew, said forward Lionel Messi, that God was going to give it to me. End quote. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to greenlight extradition to the USA and face criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried has been in custody in an undesirable jail in the Bahamas since he was arrested last Monday. The January 6th committee is touting they have a lot of undisclosed information to release before being disbanded.
The panel chairman has said it will vote on criminal referrals to the Justice Department and possibly share information with state bar associations about lawyers linked to former President Trump. But there's more. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren tells CNN the committee discovered a lot more information than it shared in its hearings over the past few months.
We will be releasing additional evidence through our footnotes to what we are talking about in the report.
Lofgren did not name names when it comes to referrals, but as for that still unseen evidence,
there's some pretty bad things we discovered.
I'm Richard Johnson.
Thai Navy ships and helicopters were searching on Monday for more than two dozen sailors still missing more than 12 hours after a warship sank in rough seas overnight in the Gulf of Thailand. A rescue crew member interviewed by Thai television said he had to float in the sea for 3 hours before being rescued. He said that the ship was being hit by waves 10 feet high as it was sinking Sunday night, complicating rescue efforts. Weather forecasters are warning of holiday travel disruptions in the lower 48 states as temperatures will drop during the next 7 days. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several people were injured on a flight to Hawaii on Sunday.
The flight hit severe turbulence about 30 minutes before landing, with some passengers sent flying from their seats on Sunday. 11 people were seriously injured. The airline said 13 passengers and 3 crew members were transported to a hospital after landing safely in Honolulu. Forecasters say thunderstorms were in the path of the flight. The plane was carrying 278 passengers and 10 crew members. I'm Jerry Barmash.
5 people were killed when a gunman charged into a condo board meeting in Toronto, Canada on Sunday and opened fire. Chief James McSweeney of York Regional Police reported the gunman was shot and killed by police at a condo in Vaughan, Ontario after going on the rampage. Google announced that its client-side encryption for Gmail is in beta for workspace and education customers as part of an effort to secure email sent through the web. The development comes at a time when concerns about online privacy and data security are at an all-time high. North Korea state media reported North Korea conducted an important final phase test in the development of a military reconnaissance satellite, which the country plans to complete by April of 2023. North Korea's National Aerospace Development Administration conducted the test on Sunday. Rocket Lab planned to send a small rocket, the Electron, into orbit from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. Winds scrubbed the launch. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.